guys, it's your girl Sailor P again, and we are back with some more Sailor P tells. So I've been thinking, maybe after I finish up this book, maybe I might end it with season 5. I don't know yet. I mean, a lot of things have been happening, and I don't know if anybody is actually listening or whatever. I mean, I try to share out the podcast, and I ask people, you know, if you ever want to share it out, be my guest. If you ever want to send me, like little messages and whatnot, be my guest. But, you know, it's a struggle. But, however, let's get back to what we're here for. More Silly Stories by Akira Toriyama's Manga Theater. But this time, we're on Volume 2. So, what we read so far was all of Volume 1. And where we left off is Chobit, the little alien girl. But now, we're on page 211. And we're on Volume 2. And as always, we always start off with Akira Toriyama's thoughts. So this is early spring, 1988. Sometimes I could almost cry. My work makes it tough to spend time with my son. So I use my days off to make sure he's having a blast. This means, of course, there's no time for me to enjoy the motorcycle I bought. And yet, I can't help but wonder if the bike is even more sad than I am. Ew, sniff, sniff. Aww. He had a little boy and couldn't even work, you know, play with him. So now we're on page 212. And we're seeing... We finally see the dog from the other story tugging on the refrigerator plug. But now we're on 213. And we're on a different story called Today's Highlight Island. Wow. So we got a kid. And looks like a goat who's smoking a cigarette. A little birdie who looks like a nerd. Now the boy and the goat are the two tough guys. And we got a tiger, a pig, a girl, and a mouse in this story. Page 214. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Careful now. Tick, tock. You're right. So the pig, it's a little pig, and he's going inside the alarm clock of the boy. And now he's going to wake up the little boy. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, well, you little. Here's a mullet for you. Huh? Boing. Oops. We might have killed him. He hit the little piggy. Who was the alarm clock? Hit the boy with like a mullet or a hammer, as people would say. Oh, he messed up his whole eyeballs. Both of his eyeballs came out. Wow. That's crazy. Ah! So the little boy is finally up and he's running out the door. So I guess he's going to school. Ow! And the little piggy got beat up because he had hit him with a hammer. Moon. Hey. Ain't that Cantana? Oh, Canta. Why he's out here at this time of day? Lunchtime, lunchtime, lunchtime. Oh, he didn't even get up until lunchtime. That's crazy. Highlight Island Middle School. Boing, boing. All right, it's lunchtime. I'm starving. Today's lunch leader better move it. And that's the tiger. I made it. Kanta finally made it. But it's lunchtime. Where you was at during breakfast? Delinquent. Well, this is new. Kanta's not making it in time for lunch. What's up? Hey, look out the window because you might see pigs flying. Let's eat. Everybody in the classroom is starting to eat their food. And this is a fox. Well, it looks like a fox. Did someone with working taste buds think of this combination? So he got sweet bean soup, rice, boiled egg, and milk for lunch. Now this is the tiger. Darn, I'm in the mood for some meat today. He's looking at a pig classmate. Stop looking at me like that. Quiet, class. Ooh, the teacher is very young. Well, she's not very young, but she looks like she's middle-aged. And very pretty. Alrighty, 218. There will be no picky eaters in here. When Karama hands you a gross lunch, you still eat it. Are we clear? Indeed. All right, today's teacher will be dining on spaghetti, crab meat, croquettes, fresh salad, oden, sake, 2 pitchers. Oh. Oh, incidentally. Oh, my bad. That was the wrong word. Incidentally, today's teacher will be dining on. My bad, y'all. And 2 watermelons for dessert. You trying to say something? The mouse was talking the whole time, trying to give everybody what their lunch was. Dang, the teacher rude. Whoa, so there's a classman. There's a tall boy who comes in kicking everybody's lunch. Sensei! Sensei, the sweet bean soup, I truly enjoy its taste. May I please have second? That's fine. Yay, my precious sweet bean soup. Always such a colorful disposition, weirdo. He reminds me of, like, if Yamcha was just like that. Because he has, like, shaggy type of hair over his face. You know, like, sort of like one of those characters that always cover their eyes. And then at some point when they're serious, that's when their eyes, you know, start to open, or we finally see those eyes. So he's getting him some seconds of sweet bean soup. Man, my tooth hurts. Oh, so Kanta was in the pot of the sweet beans. Whoa, no. What's that dummy Kanta up to now? It really hurts. So he messed up his tooth somehow, some way. All the fuss over a cavity. Karma at work. Divine retribution. Perhaps God sees all. Shut up. This really hurts. If it hurts that badly, then go see a doctor. What? Okay, time for class. Boy, am I fired up to learn. Kanta like, nah, shorty, I don't even see no doctor. Not for no cavity. Nah, let me go, you jerk. Struggle, squirm. Stomp, stomp, stomp. So a classmate is taking him to the doctor. And we're on page 220. We fix anything. Yagi Clinic. Illnesses, cars, radios, seriously, anything. Wow. So the goal is the doctor. Oh, it's you. I just wanted to warn you in advance, there's nothing I can do to fix your brain or your face. Dang. It's my tooth. Check out my tooth. Got a lousy tooth, huh? Okay. Say ah. Wait a sec, Doc. Weren't you just outside spreading fertilizer? Yes, and what of it? Wash your hands, man. Picky. I'm with Shorty. Like, if you spray fertilizer, I don't want your hands in my mouth, Shorty. No. Get to washing. And we're on page 221. Just as I feared, you seem to have a lousy tooth. Now, let's see here. Gotcha. Ow! Just as I suspected, he is the culprit. A louse makes it a lousy tooth. Ew, he had a whole bug in his mouth. Alrighty, page 222. Here's a cicada, an ant, a dragonfly, oh, a stag beetle, a balton, one cockroach. Ugh, he got all the bugs up in his mouth. That is nasty. I've heard of infections, but this is infected. Help me, Doc. Let's not be too hasty now. Think of all the bugs you could catch during the summer break. It'll be a cinch. Get me now! Oh, very well. What a waste. Oh, he gotta do bug spray. Oh, what's that? Insecticide. I'm gonna hurl or die. You will live. Think about it. If the insecticide kill you, that means you're a bug. Oh. Page 223. It's a joke. I'm just joking. Okay. Preparations are complete. You're gonna yank it out. Fire in the hole. Oh, he used dynamite in his mouth. Okay, no more jokes. Next time, I swear I'll pull it out. Kenta got a machine gun on him. Kenta is coming up strong, but can he pull it off? A truly marvelous display of effort here, folks. Kenta is not letting up. Kenta, he's our man. Oh! So the doctor goat has his tooth, well, has a string around his tooth to his car, to the bumper of his car. Oh my goodness. Lord have mercy. This story. Why? Why did Akira Toriyama make these stories? This is crazy. Okay, phase 224. Yes, he's pulled ahead. He has done it, folks. Kenta has finally pulled it off. Unfortunately, he still hasn't pulled it out. Nice going, kid. Ah, it burns. He used a flamethrower on the doctor. Yeah, this doctor is, he's not getting that tooth out. Dad never got it, telling me to wait for the dude to come out on his own. Who the he think he is? I'm gonna starve. So everybody is doing sports now at school while he's still trying to figure out how to get his tooth out. Hey, look, he's back. That's the mouse on top of the little tiger and the teacher wearing her gym clothes. The little girl in her gym clothes says, "All that trouble and you still even get it fixed? That doc gotta be a duck, cause he's a quack." Well, what you gonna do about class? Like I care, I'm starving, woman. Dude, there was a lot of leftover rice today. Are you trying to torture me? Bark. Hey, everybody. I mean, Oni girl from all leftover rice. Oh, I mean, origami. From all the leftover rice. Any takers? Not origami. Oni rice. You know, the rice balls. Sorry, y'all. I don't know why origami came up in my mind. It's just the way the word looks. Drool. You outdone yourself this time. Yahoo! Nom, 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 nom. Everybody's eating the rice balls, but Kanta. Alrighty, we're on page 226. Of course, I don't need to chew. I'll swallow them whole. Here I come. Boing. All gone. Grains of rice. Oh. So Kenta is looking at the little girl because she got rice on her face. What are you looking at? Eek! Hi-ya! Ah. The little girl knocked him out because he was trying to eat the rice off her face. Got a little fight in her. Well, at least the tooth came out. Ah! The pain! It's gone! She knocked my tooth out! Hooray! Hooray! Huh? Shh. Where is he off to now? So he went back to the doctor. So Doc, the cavity came out, but my entire pumpkin patch, he went and ate it all clean. Dang. So he went to somebody's pumpkin patch and ate all the pumpkins, and now his stomach is hurting. Be a doctor, they say. Oh, so that was Highlight Island, and that was published when? That was published when? 1979. Oh, wow. Well, that's today's highlight of the podcast. It was a short story about a little boy who's always coming to class at lunchtime. And yet, it had to take the girl to knock out his tooth. You know, never send a man to do a woman's job. But that was a fun little story. And like I said, if you guys have the book and you're keeping up with me with the book or even online, by all means. Yeah, I do be adding in some like ad libs or whatever just to liven it up a bit. You know, because I'm reading on my podcast. I was going to do it on YouTube, but I'm like, I don't know if YouTube would have let me do it or whatever. Hey, I'm just doing something just to be doing something. But yeah, so once again, that was a weird type of story, but we're on volume 2 and we're still not even half of the book. I mean, we in the 200s, but the book is like over 600 pages. So once we get to the 300s, then we'll be in half. But like, we still have a long, long ways to go. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be extra fun. But alrighty, Scouts, this is where I'm going to end it. Ooh, sorry. Had to burp. Gonna end it for right now. And I will see you guys the next time. As always, Sailor P says, share with your friends. Don't forget to stay clean. Stay 6 feet if you can. Try to wear that mask if you need to, or have your mask on deck. I know people have not been wearing them. Sometimes I wear one just to keep myself safe, you know, when I'm around people who have been sneezing or coughing. So you guys do the same, because even though they say that the mask mandate is lifted, that doesn't mean that COVID has been gone. And it's still flu and allergy season. So, stay safe, you guys. And I'll see you all the next time. Bye!